This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that, I think, for me, is one of the real interesting things to watch throughout the course of the year is how the rotations change based on who they play. Obviously, who's healthy and whatnot. But, you know, when you have a team that you need to play better defense against, you go to your defensive guys off the bench. And if you have a team that you need to put up 130 against, you go to more of your offensive players off the bench. It's going to be even more challenging for Steve Kerr this year than last year, trying to mix and match based on opponent.
Well, I mean, he brings up a really strong point that you're talking about right here. I mean, I said this to him yesterday. You can call this a good problem to have. It's really not. It's not. It helps you when someone gets hurt, and what I'm talking about is the depth of this roster. Like, that's wonderful that you feel like you've got, what, seven guys who all kind of give you the same output or the same opportunity. That's great, and we love that phrase in this town, strength in numbers. That's wonderful, but let's be real. If these guys are all healthy and all on the team, there's going to be a few guys pretty ticked off every night.
Well, that's where coaching comes in, yep. You know, and they could be ticked off, but it's up to Steve Kerr and his staff to communicate to them the what and the why. And ultimately, it's also his job to make sure those guys are ready to go when they are going to be needed. And you've got looked at the schedule a little bit ago. They've got 14 back-to-backs this year, which is not the most in the NBA. It's not the fewest. It's 14 nights where all those guys who don't play in one half of the back-to-back should be ready for the second half, because when you've got 12 guys who you can play and you've got a couple of older guys who maybe want a day here and there, the guys who don't play from night to night, you got to be ready for when your number is called. So I do think it's a good problem to have for Steve Kerr, and I think he's a perfect coach to navigate this challenge when you've got more players than you have spots available.
Right. So, but we did this already once, and maybe you could give me a couple names, but I'm going to give you 12 names, and you tell me, who is it okay to hand out DNPs to on a consistent basis?
Right.
I mean, the names, okay, Andrew Wiggins, Brandon Pajemski, GP2, Moses Moody, DeAnthony Melton, Kevon Looney, Jonathan Kuminga, TJD, Buddy Hield, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Kyle Anderson. That's 12 names. They're all here to play. You don't play 12 people in the NBA.
Right.
You don't do that.
Did you name Kevon in there?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, he's a guy who's going to get a lot more DNPs than ever before.
All right.
And he started to last year. He had his games played streak broken by a DNP, coach's decision.
Sure.
Steve said on our show that it was heartbreaking, but it was what had to happen. Moses Moody is the fascinating one for me, because he was that guy last year where, all right, we have 11, we can only play 10. Moses, it's going to be you who loses the minutes. But assuming health for everyone, I do think that at times it'll be GP2, depending on how he's doing. But then again, he's your best perimeter defender. So if you're going up against a team that has a really good guard or a good wing player, you want him on the floor. And Buddy Hield is instant offense off the bench. And Kyle Anderson is the exact kind of player that Steve Kerr loves.
Yep.
He's a veteran who can play well on both ends of the floor. Same thing with DeAnthony Melton, so you're not going to sit him. Pods is a guy who I thought might start, but he's going to be a key piece off the bench. Trayce Jackson-Davis is really your only true size. Draymond's a great stretch five. Kevon's a center, but 6'9", and he can't jump. So when you start picking through it, I don't know. It's going to have to be a different guy night in and night out.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, that's one of the
tonight,
things.
Tonight, right? It was a great question for Monty.
Yeah, like,
who is it tonight?
And he went through and ended with, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Who gets screwed tonight?
Yeah. Like, he gave us Lindy Waters, and it's like, yeah, I don't know if anybody was even expecting that.
Well, he's not in your top 12.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, he's not.
Right. He's a guy who just came up from the G League, and he's a good scorer, but he's more of an injury insurance player than anything.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. 888-957-9570. Who is the player you're really looking forward to seeing tonight? And then also, over or under 45 wins. 46 was the answer last year. 43.5 is the Vegas over and under this year to start the year. I've got a hard over on this one. I like a very, very confident over on the 43.5, the 45. I think it's a better basketball team than they were last
year. Are you going to go to 50? Like, how high are you willing to go with your prognostication?
Yeah, I'll go 51 wins. I think this is a 51-31 basketball team.
Man, if they win 51, that means that most everything broke their way. You had health for Steph and Draymond. You had Andrew Wiggins return to form. Kuminga took that next step. And all the other ancillary pieces, they fit. They also stayed mostly healthy. And your defense got better.
And then also add in what Monty said. In February, you acquire another player who's really good.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yep. That was his prediction.
Yeah, and he doesn't know who yet because you don't know what team is going to be in sell mode come February.
No, but he's smart to say that they're built that way, like they do. They've got a lot of... Here's what I'll say about the Warriors in the conversation we're having. They are going to have NBA rotational players not playing every time they suit up. And that means that... You've got assets. You've got things that people will want, and a lot of them are young, and so you're going to have some options come February based on the way this group plays through the first 4 months.
The challenge in acquiring a real top-flight guy who's making $40, $45 million is you're going to have to aggregate players because just looking at the salary, you've got D'Anthony Melton making 12.8. He's your fourth highest-paid player.
Yep.
So you got a bunch of nines, couple of 3.8s, and a 7 for Kuminga. Moses is getting 5, and so if you really want to acquire, let's just say $40 million worth of player, you got to part with at least $35 million worth of what you have. So now it's probably Wiggins who'd be on the move.
Well, and listen, that was the big talk last year, but that was with him not playing well. What if he does look renewed? What if he starts to look a little bit more, even just a little bit more like his old self? Does he become more attractive to the rest of the league? Because even though it's a big salary, it's really not. It's not that big of a salary that Wiggins has. Let's go to Jason in the city. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. So I look forward to seeing Wiggins tonight. I want to see him show efficiency inside. I think he's the best on the team at posting up the opponent. And getting a good shot in the paint. It's just that last year, when he got there, he just was missing it. He was right there. It was right at his fingertips, but he was missing it at some clip that I just couldn't comprehend. It was really frustrating last year to see that, but I do think that he can turn around. He's shown that. And I think he's better at that than Kuminga. I think Kuminga is probably his ceiling is a Jamal Crawford-like player. I think he's really good at scoring, but only from the two. I think inside the three, he rattled in a little too many last year for me, for comfort, and I don't know if... I mean, we'll see. We'll see if he can, as you say, we'll see if he can improve his shot. I think Moody has a beautiful shot. I'd love to see him take more threes, but I do think that he's a little weak and slow on the drive to the rim, and I want to see him finish stronger at the rim this year and with a little bit more speed. If he can do that, I think Moody is the preferred choice between those two players going forward, cost-benefit-wise, but also just on the floor, spacing, defense, and also his demeanor. He has a great demeanor. I love watching Moody. He's probably my favorite player, and I want to see him stick around. I'd love to see his hot streaks. I want to see Kerr allow him to play out his hot streaks. Last year, there was one game, he hit like three or four threes in a row, one of which didn't count. And I turned to my girlfriend, because there was a timeout, I turned to my girlfriend and I say, Kerr's going to take him out, jokingly. And he took him out.
It
was ridiculous. It was so wild. I just didn't understand what was going on with Kerr last year, but I imagine now that we have potentially a better supporting cast of good, reliable shooters, it'll relieve some pressure from Steph. I know we talk about relieving the pressure off of Steph, but I do think that last year he was showing some cracks in his ability to create his own offense one-on-one. And I think the team kind of failed him last year in creating a diversion from his skill. But I do believe this year with the players that they brought in, great job by management. Again, giving Kuminga the year to play it out, show us what you got, and also bringing in those other supporting cast players who can shoot reliably. I think this year will be great for Steph's assist numbers. I think he'll be more efficient in his three. And we're going to see another great year out of Steph. The team is looking great. Okay. TJD, I love his instinct. Pods is just an animal on getting the rebounds. And I think the Warriors are 50-plus this year.
Okay, Jason, thanks very much. Yeah,
yeah, I love the positivity.
Yeah, well, this is kind of a couple things based on what he said. First of all, he talked about Jonathan Kuminga being kind of a two-point guy, not a three-point guy. Jonathan wants to be a three-point guy. I know there are a lot of things that we look at with someone's game when you're talking about an extension, but this is the way I felt about Kuminga all along. If you want that dough, then you got to be able to hit a three. And I don't mean like because everybody left you by yourself and you're standing there staring at it and you're like, all right, like a Draymond three. That's what Kuminga gets to shoot. He shoots Draymond threes. He gets the ball out there, and they run away from him and go, shoot your three, dude. And sometimes it'll go in.
1 in 3 for his career.
That's
34%.
It's got to get more consistent, and he's got to be able to catch and fire right away, which is what he's been working on. But you ain't getting $40 million a year if you can't knock down a three, and sometimes with a hand in your face.
No doubt. And he has shown little improvement in his 3 years. 50 for 149, 54 for 146, 53 for 165.
It's crazy.
So it's almost dead flat, the numbers on makes and takes over the course of his first 3 years. This year, he's going to get more minutes, more opportunity, more of a green light. And I just was running the math on the Warriors and how often they shoot the three. Last year, in their total field goal attempts, 42.5% were threes. And they're looking to move that number
up. That number's going to go up.
And the number across the league has gone up in percentage of shots that you take that are actually three-pointers. So let's say that they're going to try to shoot half their shots from three, which they're going to play a faster pace. You're going to take more shots. Monty even said there's going to be games where they attempt 50 threes in a game. And I bet that happens more often than we think. And that means everybody's going to get a chance to shoot the three ball, especially Kuminga.
What's the number tonight? Did you look at it?
No.
What do you think it is?
Warriors probably favored by 7.5, be my guess.
Nice job.
Is that what it is?
7.
Yeah.
Warriors by 7.
I mean,
if you think it's 7.5, you should bet it.
Well, I mean,
that means it's you're getting a half point.
I'm out of the sports betting business.
No, you're not.
I'm in the prize picks business.
We literally have a segment called Fade the Dibbers.
Right.
You're not out of the sports betting business.
I don't bet on those picks because what am I, 11 and 12 now, Grandy? Is that accurate?
But that doesn't make you out of the business. Like you,
I'm out of the business.
There is a major market.
Oh, I'm angry, Jeff.
Major market afternoon drive segment dedicated to what you think is going to happen in sports gambling. You are very, very in the sports betting business.
What's funny is the bit is that I'm always wrong, and so you want to bet against me. So if that is the bit, and if that is the baseline, why would I bet on my own picks if there's a bit built around how often I'm wrong?
No, but just because...
That would be stupid.
No, but I'm not saying you have to even bet it, but you're in the business.
I'm adjacent to the business.
You're in the business.
You're 11 and 12.
11 and 12, yeah. So if that were actual gambling, like one unit per pick, I would be down, 12 plus 1.2 on the juice.
Plus
I'd be down 2.2.
Yeah, plus the
2.2
juice.
2.2 units.
Oof.
I'm in the prize picks business. And one of my picks tonight, over Steph Curry, 4.5 threes.
Oh.
So go ahead, Chef. Shoot the rock. They're going to play faster. They're going to shoot more threes.
Yeah.
I've got Steph hitting 5 triples tonight. At Portland.
You guys want a crazy statistic? that I stumbled upon?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of gave it away. I'll give you the full thing, but I'm going to make it a game first. Who do you think holds the Warriors record for most made three-pointers on opening night?
The record for the most made three-pointers on opening night, league history.
Correct. Warriors history, yeah.
Wait, do you mean in one game or career?
One game.
Just, yeah. One single game. Yeah, one single opening night.
One single opening night.
Well, sounds like you'd be leading us to Steph Curry. I mean, Steph's the obvious answer, so I'll guess Steph. Yeah. Well, there you go.
I'll go Buddy Hield.
He's not a Warrior.
He's never been a Warrior.
What's that? Oh, you said I thought you said NBA.
Nah, Warriors.
I'm sorry. Warriors. Well, I guess the next one would be Clay.
You guys could have 80 guesses and you'll never get it. It is a recent player, though.
Oh.
Steven Jackson.
A recent player.
More recent than that. I'll give you the year, the 2017-2018 season.
Oh, God.
Who are you?
2017.
Kevin Durant?
Oh, for God's sake. Draymond Green.
Who are you?
No.
Now we're just getting stupid.
We are getting crazy stupid.
Let me know when you give up.
Mo Buckets.
Ian Clark.
What a pull, though.
I like it, Ian Clark. JaVale McGee.
Zaza Pachulia.
Kevon Looney.
He's made one in his career.
I know.
It wasn't opening night.
2017-2018?
This guy's probably most well-known for his time on the Lakers.
D'Angelo Russell.
Quinn Cook.
LeBron James. Okay, definitely the word. What?
Yeah, when I saw this name, I forgot he was even a Warrior.
Wow.
Most known for his time with the Lakers.
That's bananas.
Most known for the... Somebody texted to us for crying out.
2016, 2017?
2017, 2018.
I got it. Swaggy P. Yeah.
Nick Young.
Thank you, text line.
I just looked at the roster, and Omri Caspi was coming next. Yeah, I know. Total. Triple that thing up.
Nick Young.
Patrick McCaw. Swaggy to the P.
I was about to throw Nick Van Exel at you.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
That messed me up.
2017-2018.
No, I don't care about being wrong, but I care when I'm wrong 48 times in a row. That doesn't feel good.
Normally you do it to Div, so I figured I'd do it to both of you.
Yeah, that's fair.
His nicknames, according to Basketball Reference, Swaggy P, Bean Burrito, The City, and Uncle P. The Basketball Reference nickname, sometimes it cracks me up because, okay, city, Swaggy P, yes.
The City, that's our nickname.
Basket by Bean Burrito. Bean Burrito on opening night at home against Houston, 6 of 7 from distance, 8 of 9 from the floor. He had 23 points in a one-point win. He was a minus 10.
Who's my...
That's Nick Young for you.
Who was the female rapper that he was
Iggy
dating?
Azalea.
Iggy. Yeah, Iggy Azalea. I'm about to guess her.
So, yeah, Swaggy P made 6 on opening night. Steph Curry has made 5.
Oh.
On his opening night. Yeah,
correct. That's his career high on opening night.
You need him to match his best night ever for you to win.
He's coming off a gold medal performance where he was hot. So he's still hot. You stay hot, Steph.
God, you have no idea what the word hot means. You do it when you've won one game in a row.
You are so quick to judge another person's assessment of hot.
That's what we're doing
here. He's coming off a gold medal game.
Months ago.
Last time he played in a high-level competitive game,
yep,
he was scintillating.
Yes.
Stay hot.
And early in the Olympics, he couldn't hit the backboard.
How did he do in the semifinals?
Good.
He was hot.
Yes.
You stay hot, Steph. Me and you both.
Stay hot. Okay, here's the other thing that was just brought up. And by the way, 888-957-9570. You want over or under 45 wins for the Warriors this year? And who's the player? You got to pick one. Pick one now. You pick one player who you're really looking forward to watch tonight. For me, it's Kuminga. You go Buddy Buckets. But the guy was telling the story about, man, I was almost joking with my girlfriend. Watch Steve Kerr take Moses Moody out. And then he did. And he goes, I don't know what Steve was thinking. I do. And he's going to have to do it again this year. And he's going to drive you nuts. You better get ready for it already. Here's Steve Kerr yesterday on having too many good players.
That's my job, is to coach these guys and talk to them day in and day out and make sure they're doing well and make sure they're aware of their circumstances. And that's what coaching is. So, the depth is a great problem to have, but it doesn't come, you know, without some difficulty in terms of, not being thrilled all the time, and that's part of the deal. And so we'll coach them up, and we'll have them ready to go.
And I'm not worried about that, by the way. I'm not worried actually about the players and their mental side. They are adults. They are in the NBA. They are getting well compensated, and a little competition is just fine. I'm almost more worried about the fans than I am about the players, because
that's fair.
Yeah, like, this is not going to feel good all the time. I promise you that. If you miss two shots in a row, we're going to want you pulled. And that doesn't, like, this is going to be very, very difficult for the whole team to navigate. Prediction. Yes, Warriors over 45 wins. And yes, pain. There's going to be some headaches with this topic this year for sure. I don't know if I can ever remember following an NBA team that going into the year, you would have a full 12 players where you're like, God, I don't know. Who are the bench warmers? You can always tell who the bench warmers are. I don't know. You're predicting Looney. I'll go with you on that, I guess. But there's probably also some situations where they're going to need him, because he's one of their few players who, wait for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Has a certain skill called tall.
Right. Yes, but he's 6'9", but he plays like he's 6'5". He doesn't jump. He doesn't dunk at 6'9". He doesn't finish around the hoop. And I love Kevon, and Kevon had my back in the liner industry term.
One of them.
When he talked about how he loves my picks, or he at least tolerates them. Hi, this is Kevon Looney. And Dibs, I tolerate your picks, but I don't think that his 6'9 is not the same as TJD, who can rim protect and he can play the dunker spot. Kevon doesn't play the dunker spot. Now, he sets amazing picks, and he's got a very high basketball IQ, and he's the kind of old, reliable guy that Draymond and Steph love to play with, because he always, always is in the right spot, and he knows where to go on both ends of the floor, and there's value in that. But as we look at 12 men and 10 spots, and you start to play Warriors elimination game, Warriors knockout, I think that he becomes the first one who's easiest to knock out.
The other thing that Monty brought up, which I think is, this is now going to hover over everybody's shoulders a little bit. And I don't know how many of you saw the article in The Athletic a couple of days ago, or maybe it was yesterday morning, and Draymond spoke publicly about this. And I don't even know why they're doing this, but the Warriors just suddenly got open about it. And they're like, so this is what we were trying to do. Everybody knew about Paul George. Everybody knew about Lauri Markkanen. What we didn't know is that they wanted Paul George and Lauri Markkanen. So once Paul George didn't happen, the Markkanen thing was kind of over, because they felt like to really make a splash, they needed both. And they couldn't get both. The Clippers wouldn't play ball. And so that's why the Warriors pivoted and went the patient route and the financial flexibility route that Dunleavy has set up. But Monty Poole, just moments ago on this show, said, quote, this team is built to make a trade. When you have 13 guys who are able to play at this level, there will come a point in time when you say, okay, I can give up three to get one. All right, so here's what Steve Kerr said yesterday about the offseason and what they're poised to do next.
Mike is fantastic. I mean, he's really doing a great job. I think Bob really mentored him well over the years. I think Mike comes in with a great understanding of the league you know, both as a player and as the son of a, you know, former coach and GM. So he's got a great feel for people, and I think this offseason showed that. You know, he really kind of weaved in everybody, our coaching staff, our front office, our players, to try to figure out, you know, what can we do to put the best floor on the team, and, you know, what do we need? What are we looking for? And so he looked at everything, you know, he tried to pull in the big fish. When that didn't work out, he pivoted. He ended up getting, you know, in free agency, some really good players with Kyle and Buddy and DeAnthony. And he's kind of cleaned up our books. He's looking long-term. He's positioning us now where, you know, we pretty much have all our picks going forward. So I think Mike is just really wise. I think he's done a great job with the roster, and he's poised, you know, to make a move if something is out there that he thinks can make the team better.
It's kind of a fun backdrop to the season when you think about it. When you think, because I wasn't really thinking about it in the way that Monty Poole just stated it to us. I get that it was like we aimed for one thing, it didn't work, so we decided we're not going to bite, we're not going to freak out, we're not going to chase, we're going to stay patient. If we're going to make a move, it's got to be the right move. But the way Monty's sort of pitching it is like, no, it's not just, hey, if the right move comes along, let's do it. It's like, no, there's going to be a move. It's only a matter of time. I don't know it'll be this February, but it is only a matter of time until the Warriors try to use this depth to really give Steph what I think most people believe he needs. This is a good team. I don't think it's a great team.
Right, and if you want to maximize the Steph Curry window, and if you're playing the sports radio drinking game, then take a drink, because maximize the Steph Curry window is a phrase that will be uttered until he's no longer playing. But if you're going to do that, and he's got this year and two more under contract, as does Draymond, and Wiggins is the same with a player option in 26-27. You're going to want to bring in another third star, maybe not as good as Steph, but somebody who is a legitimate star in this league. And it'll be tough to do at the deadline unless you move Andrew Wiggins and his $26 million salary. Because if you want to aggregate and you start throwing in a GP2 at $9 million, and you throw in a Buddy Hield at 8.8. These are little tiny baby pieces. So if you want to get a real big fish, you're going to have to part with some big money.
888-957-9570. Let's talk Warrior basketball, the over under 45 wins on the year, and which player are you most excited to see?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.